One in four. According to new research, that's the number of enterprise AI projects in large companies that are failing to deliver their expected return on investment. As the AI market races toward $250 billion, why are so many deployments falling flat? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping US and European industry. I'm Susie. Every week, I'm joined by our expert analyst, Troy, to cut through the noise and deliver actionable insights. This week, we're looking at a fascinating paradox. On one hand, we have AI making unprecedented breakthroughs in specialized fields like oncology. On the other, we see widespread failures in general enterprise adoption and a new push for urgent regulation from AI's biggest players. Troy, it feels like we're living in two different AI futures at once.
That's an excellent way to put it, Susie. We're seeing a divergence. In highly structured, data-rich environments like medicine, AI is achieving superhuman results. But in the less structured, more complex world of the general enterprise, the fundamentals of governance and security are being overlooked in the rush to deploy, leading to significant financial disappointments. It's a critical lesson in balancing innovation with implementation.
Let's start with those breakthroughs. We saw several major announcements from the American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting, or ASCO 2026. Tell us about the work Tempus AI is doing.
Tempus AI unveiled initial results from its multimodal foundation model for oncology. It's a transformer-based model trained on an immense dataset, 2.5 million longitudinal patient records, 450,000 medical images, and 500,000 genomic sequences.
Multimodal, meaning it understands different types of data at once. Text, images, and genetic code?
Precisely, and the results are remarkable. In a zero-shot setting, meaning it wasn't specifically trained on the test data, it achieved a concordance index, or C-index, of 0.802 for predicting overall patient survival. A score over 0.8 is considered very strong predictive power.
What does that actually mean for a patient or a hospital?
It means clinicians can get a far more accurate prognosis. The model also showed a hazard ratio of 4.5. This means patients it identifies as high risk have over 4.5 times the mortality risk of low-risk patients. This level of precision is critical for tailoring treatment strategies.
So how does this affect U.S. and European medical device manufacturers and pharmaceutical companies? This sounds like a direct competitor to some diagnostic tools.
It's both a threat and a massive opportunity. For manufacturers of traditional diagnostic equipment, yes, this is a disruptive threat. But for those who can integrate or partner with these AI systems, it's a new frontier. European medtech firms should be exploring how to embed such models into their imaging and diagnostic hardware. For U.S. pharma, this technology can dramatically accelerate clinical trials by better stratifying patient groups and predicting treatment response, potentially saving billions in R&D.
And for distributors in this space?
Trading companies and distributors should be scouting for partnership opportunities with these emerging AI biotech firms like Tempus or Artera AI, whose Artera AI breast model is already FDA cleared. Sourcing and distributing these AI-powered diagnostic software platforms will become a high-growth market. The key is to get in early as these tools move from research to standard clinical practice.
So, the actionable insight for executives in the healthcare and pharma space?
Reevaluate your R&D and product roadmaps immediately. You need a strategy for integrating multimodal AI. Ask your teams, are we building, buying, or partnering with this technology? Because your competitors certainly are.
That's an incredible level of sophistication in medicine, Troy. But let's bring it back to the factory floor. A new report from the UK paints a very different picture for general enterprise AI, showing a 25% ROI failure rate. What's going wrong?
The core issue is a lack of governance, specifically around what the report calls agent sprawl. Companies are deploying autonomous AI agents to handle workflows, but they're using traditional security frameworks. The study found only 27% of enterprises have a comprehensive security policy specifically for AI agents.
What's the difference between an AI agent and the AI assistant I might use to draft an email?
A big one. An AI assistant is human-led. An AI agent is goal-led and semi-autonomous. It interacts with multiple enterprise systems to execute multi-step tasks with minimal human oversight. The problem is that traditional identity and access management, or IAM systems, are built for predictable human behavior, not for these non-human agents.
So what's the risk? Is this just about money, or is there a bigger security threat?
It's both. The 25% ROI failure is the financial symptom of a deeper problem. Without a purpose-built IAM for AI, you have agents with potentially excessive access to sensitive data, creating huge security vulnerabilities. It's like giving a new, unpredictable employee a master key to every room in your facility without any monitoring. This is a critical issue for U.S. and European manufacturers who are looking to automate supply chain management or production line operations with AI agents. A misconfigured agent could halt a production line, or worse, leak sensitive intellectual property.
And yet we're seeing leaderboards celebrating models for pure speed. The May 2026 update showed Llama 4 Scout hitting 2,600 tokens per second. How do we square that incredible performance with these implementation failures?
That's the paradox. The industry is focused on performance metrics, speed, latency, cost per token, but business value is unlocked through integration and governance. GPT 5.3 Codex may have a latency of 0.003 seconds, but that's irrelevant if the agent using it can't be properly secured and managed within your existing IT infrastructure.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be aware of here?
If you're distributing software or consulting on digital transformation, this is a major value add. Your customers don't just need an AI model, they need a governance framework. There's a market opportunity in providing solutions for AI observability, data readiness, and centralized agent registries to manage this agent sprawl.
What is the single most important action for an executive hearing this?
Don't get mesmerized by speed benchmarks. Before you scale your AI agent deployment, conduct a thorough audit of your identity and access management systems. Ask your CIO or CISO if your current framework is truly purpose-built for non-human autonomous agents. If the answer is no, make that your number one priority.
From internal governance to external regulation, a powerful group of tech CEOs from OpenAI, Anthropic, and Microsoft AI sent a letter to the U.S. Congress this week. What was their demand?
They, along with over 50 other signatories, are calling for stricter laws against AI-enabled biothreats, specifically demanding mandatory screening of orders for synthetic DNA and RNA.
Why now? What's the specific fear?
The fear is that rapidly advancing AI could erode the knowledge barriers that prevent the creation of biological weapons. A generative AI model could, in theory, be used to help a malicious actor design a dangerous pathogen. The CEOs are saying we need to control the raw materials, the synthetic nucleic acids, to prevent this.
This sounds like it would have a huge impact on legitimate biotech and pharmaceutical research. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers in that space?
It would introduce significant new compliance and operational hurdles. If passed, manufacturers of synthetic DNA and the equipment to produce it would be legally required to screen every single order and customer. This could slow down legitimate R&D and increase costs. It may create supply chain choke points for critical research materials. European companies that source these materials from the U.S. would face new delays and verification processes.
It's interesting that the call for regulation is coming from the AI leaders themselves.
It's very strategic, and it connects directly to market dominance. A new study from 5WPR shows OpenAI and Anthropic are cornering the AI revenue market. As of April 2026, Anthropic's annualized revenue was approaching $30 billion, with OpenAI at $25 billion as of February. They are not just winning the technology race, they are now actively shaping the regulatory environment they will operate in.
So, for trading companies that deal in lab equipment or chemical precursors for biotech,
they need to prepare for a new layer of know-your-customer diligence. They'll be on the front lines of enforcing these screening rules. Sourcing and distribution networks will need to be much more transparent and auditable. Market timing is key here. Companies that build these compliance systems now will have a major advantage when these regulations become law.
The actionable insight for executives in tech and biotech.
Treat this not as a distant threat, but as an impending operational reality. Begin discussions with your legal and supply chain teams about the potential impact of mandatory screening for biological materials. Proactively developing internal screening protocols can mitigate future disruption and demonstrate responsible stewardship to regulators.
Troy, an incredible amount of ground to cover this week. Let's boil it down. What is the strategic summary for our listeners?
I see three key takeaways for U.S. and European executives. First, the frontier of AI value is in specialized multimodal applications. We see this in medicine with Tempus and Artera. Companies in any industry should look for these high-value, data-rich niches rather than just chasing general AI. Scout for partners who are building these foundation models. Second, Enterprise AI success hinges on governance, not just performance. That 25% ROI failure rate is a warning. Your top priority before scaling AI agents must be a robust, purpose-built security and access management framework. Raw speed is useless without control. Third, regulation is coming, and the market leaders are shaping it. The push for biosecurity rules is a template. Expect more industry-led calls for regulation that will create new compliance costs and operational hurdles. Anticipate these changes in your strategic planning now.
So find your niche, govern your systems, and prepare for new rules. A clear and powerful summary. Troy, thank you.
My pleasure, Sizzy.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. We hope this briefing helps you navigate the complexities of the technology landscape and make smarter strategic decisions. Join us again next week for your essential update. To make sure you don't miss it, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.